Well, that's a hard act to follow. Well, three questions face us from the scriptures on this holy night. The prophet Isaiah describes Jesus, the suffering servant, the silent lamb of sacrifice, as one from whom we averted our gaze, one for whom we had no regard. And that is our first question. Shall we hold him in no regard? Tonight we examine and we remember that this Son of God really suffered. And as the prophet brings out so well again and again, that it was all for us. The prophet says, the Lord brought all our acts of rebellion, the acts of rebellion of all of us, to bear upon him. You see, God loves us so much that his word that speaks love becomes flesh to bear all our acts of rebellion because he could not bear for us to be separated from him. And shall we avert our gaze from this God? Shall we hold him in no regard by going through our daily lives oblivious to that love? Ignoring his presence, consuming all our time with other things so that we have no time left to gaze upon him? Shall we hold him in no regard? Jesus says at the Last Supper, in all truth I tell you, one of you is going to betray me. Now that is a living word, not just a word from the past. It's a living word spoken fresh and new to those who will hear it. And that leads us to the second question. Is it I, Lord? No, the first question, shall we hold him in no regard, is about passive indifference. This second question points to something deliberate and aggressive. How have we betrayed this one who has borne all our rebellions? We call ourselves Christian. Perhaps we have hurt or wounded others by word or deed, all the while bearing the name of Christ. Or maybe we have betrayed him by denying that name, by being ashamed to be identified as someone for whom Jesus really matters, or by running away from any possible ostracizing or mockery because we carry that name. Is it I, Lord? The third question is what someone asked Peter at the high priest's palace. Aren't you another of his disciples? What would we answer to that? Hopefully, we can respond with joy and vigor, yes! And to say yes to that means that we belong to a kingdom not of this world, one that does not belong here, as Jesus says. Jesus said to Pilate, all who are on the side of truth, listen to my voice. So if we can say yes to that question, aren't you another of his disciples? Then we are ever on the side of truth. That we listen as good disciples do to his voice. If we can say yes to that question, aren't you another of his disciples? That means that we have entered into a personal relationship of love with Christ. For all who would be his disciples are his beloved. And that means that we are more than disciples. We are friends. And that means that listening to and obeying his voice, we remain in his love as our chief focus. And thus become that catching influence of love in the world. And so tonight, as we approach the tree of love to venerate it, let us bring all the ways that we have been indifferent to him, all the ways that we have held him in no regard. Let us bring all of our betrayals and lay them at the foot of the cross, so that when we are asked, "Aren't you another of his disciples?" we can say with joy and vigor, "Yes."